What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Many people consider South Africa's Soweto Gospel Choir to be the most exciting group to emerge in world music in recent years. The claim is backed up by the fact that they've won a couple of Grammys. The choir's repertoire reflects their faith and spiritual journey, sung in six different languages. Since its first international performances in Australia back in 2003, Soweto Gospel Choir has become a worldwide phenomenon, performing sell-out concerts across the world and singing alongside superstars including Bono, Queen, Annie Lennox, Diana Ross, Jimmy Cliff and Celine Dion, Red Hot Chili Peppers and many others. And I'm very pleased to welcome founding member Shimi Gianni into the studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Good, good. Yes. Now, a founding member. How did it all begin all those years ago?
It began in 2002, downtown Johannesburg in a place called Yeovil, where Enrique came to South Africa to see a show called Umoja. And then after seeing the show, and then he met Mr. the late David Mulovetsi. And Mr. David Mulovetsi had a choir by then called the Holy Jerusalem. Then he said, "How about you come and check my choir and hear what? So tell me, you will tell me what you think about it." And then Mr. Mulovetsi took his choir to Mr. K, and then he loved what he saw and what he heard about. And then he was like, "How about we open up a choir then? You know, like we do a choir that will go all over the world, you know, and just sing to the world." And then that's when it started. They made auditions. I'm also one of those went through the auditions, and I was the last one to audition, you know. And then people came in numbers. People came in numbers to the auditions, and then that's how Gospel Choir started.
And, of course, through those auditions, you obviously got the best of the best because the choir has just done amazing things over the years.
Yes, yes.
How much of a turnover is there in choir members over the years? How many different people have sung in the choir over the years? How many are still the original members?
I would say about 90% are still original members. They started with the choir 2002, and we're so blessed with that. And then we've got a couple of new faces, and then so far, everybody's been there, yeah.
And what has been the reaction around the world? Obviously, very good, but are people surprised when they see you in concert that it's a whole lot more than they might have imagined?
Exactly, because sometimes when you meet people in the streets, they'll be like, "We're coming to watch your show." And next thing, when they see you on stage and they see the power that Soweto Gospel Choir has, and they see the beautiful costumes and whatever that we do on stage, they'll be like, "I didn't expect that. How do you do that?" And then after the show, they'll be coming to you and be asking, "How do you do that? How do you sing and dance at the same time? How do you do this?" And then so, yeah.
Because it's a very energetic show, isn't it?
It is, because there's dancing. We've got dancers. We've got a four-piece band. We've got djembe players. And then each and every song is choreographed, so you'd imagine there's a whole lot of work there.
You're on the road a lot of the time. Does it get tiring after a while, or is it just the joy of singing and being together that keeps it going?
So the Gospel Choir, we don't get tired. No. We love what we're doing, so we never get tired. We just love going on stage and performing for the people. And for us, it's not only performing for the people, we also ministering to the people. So that's what's important to us.
How big a part is faith to what you're doing?
It's big. It's big because of this is who we are. I mean, when we grew up, our grandfathers and mothers used to take us to church. And then when you wake up in the morning, you got to pray. Before you eat, you got to pray. So faith plays a very important part in our choir.
And I imagine it's one of those sort of communities where it's where the rubber hits the road. It becomes very real that it's not just a nice faith for people that meet together on Sunday, but actually living it together in close quarters.
And every time, like, I see the same person every day, and you it's very interesting how we deal with things, because every time we together for, like, you know, in a year we away for like 11 months of the year, and every time we're still the same people. We still respect one another. We still pray together. We still go out there and go to a park or just go to somebody's room, just listen to the word and come back and go to sleep and come to second show. We go to the show. And then we just live by faith all the time.
Because it's sometimes when you're there watching the concert, it's much less of a concert and more like those people on stage are doing church.
Exactly. Yeah. And you'll see, because sometimes people will be like, "And you're all smiling and all that." He said, "Yeah. You gotta smile when you sing about God. You can't be angry when you sing about God." So what we do all the time, like I say, we try by all means that we minister to the people, because people come there with different things. You find out the person comes very sick. Sometimes people are emotionally not okay. So when they come to our concert and they see what we do and they get joy into their life back again. And when after going out, you'll see people say smiling, and that's what we want to see, people smiling, having fun.
South Africa isn't always a land of great peace.
Yeah.
So to come out of a place like that with that sort of infectious, joy, what does it take to be able to do that, to come from a place where there is a lot of unrest and yet spreading joy?
You know what happens with in our country, where we come from, is that when we, in 1976, when we were oppressed as a nation, we used to, what we did mostly, we never moaned about it. We just prayed and we sang. We sang a whole lot of songs about it. And we composed songs, and we came together as a nation. And by the time Nelson Mandela came out of jail, by that time we were already prepared to go, to be going somewhere. You sing this song that says, this light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. The light was already shining to us. So by the time he came out, we knew where we were going as a nation. And so when you see us getting on stage and bringing the joy, that people probably are like, where do they get it from? The joy's been there for years in South Africa. It's just that we never showed it.
How many people are traveling on the road at any one time?
There's 26 of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then with the whole crew, there's 30.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to play a song now, and I believe this comes from your brand new album. Tell us a bit about that.
The new album is called Divine Decade. It's been released soon. In South Africa, it's been released this Friday. I don't know here when it's getting released. I think you're the first one to be playing it. Yeah, first time. And then it's gospel choir with friends. So we took all the friends that we collaborated with all over the world. We've got artists from South Africa. We've got U2. We've got Robert Plant. We've got another Australian artist called Paul. And then we've got Zahara from South Africa. We've got The Soil. We've got WHP. They listed endless, because you got 19 tracks on it.
Okay.
So that's all collaborations with Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, and Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Yeah. So the list is endless.
98.5. I'm talking to Shimi Gianni. Shimi, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.